The day before the inauguration of South Korea's new president last month, neighboring North Korea fired a short-range missile into the sea between Japan and the Korean Peninsula, a reminder that the isolated state, now locked in an increasingly tense standoff with the world over its nuclear ambitions, places great importance on its missile program. North Korea has not tested a ballistic missile since it launched a three-stage Taepodong-1 rocket over Japan in 1998. But as tensions between Pyongyang and the outside world grow by the day, there is concern that the country might be preparing to test an even more powerful rocket, which could potentially reach the continental United States. The 1998 test failed to put a satellite into orbit, but it succeeded in sending ripples of fear throughout the Asia-Pacific region. The launch demonstrated to the world how the North's missile program had progressed and revealed that Pyongyang had a weapon that could strike at any part of Japanese territory. The revelation also showed how greatly the secretive nation's missile program had been underestimated. Then came the statement by U.S. officials last October that North Korean officials had admitted they were working on a program that could produce nuclear warheads. The thought of the erratic communist state possessing both nuclear weapons and a missile delivery system has become a source of deep concern around the world. Derek Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
They have missiles that can clearly reach South Korea. There are Gud missiles and Nodong missiles that can reach Japan. And they are testing and developing still missiles that can reach further into Asia and potentially even into the west coast of the United States, into Hawaii. So just their capabilities on the purely military side, their missile development is of great concern to us. They're developing the capability not only to launch conventional weapons on these missiles, but also weapons of mass destruction.
Kim Tae-woo is an analyst at the Korea Institute of Defense Analyses. He says that in addition to ballistic missiles, the North is also developing cruise missiles, such as the one it test-fired in late February. South Korea's defense ministry says that missile was a new type and appeared to have exploded in midair because of defects. But Mr. Kim says the launch itself is worrying.
If North Korea is successful in developing cruise missiles, that means another renovation in their missile capability. Cruise missiles has an excellent infiltration capability, an excellent survivability. So it can pose new threat to South Korea and to South Korea-U.S. combined forces here.
The North's missile development program started in the 1970s and has been a national priority ever since, receiving significant resources despite the grinding poverty that affects most of the country's population. The late leader Kim Il-sung, father of current ruler Kim Jong-il, established a military academy where some of the country's best scientists could develop missiles and other weapons. Pyongyang's relations with fellow communist nations played a crucial role in the missile program. The Soviet Union provided aid in the late 1960s in the form of cruise missiles, artillery rockets, and other equipment. The Soviets also trained the North's army in how to assemble, test, and maintain the gear, providing a foundation for it to produce the weapons on its own. In the early 1970s, China and North Korea signed a military pact covering the acquisition and development of missiles and other weapon systems, and North Korean missile specialists were sent to China for training. In later years, the Soviet Union and China pulled away from these arrangements, forcing Pyongyang to proceed with missile development on its own. North Korea subsequently joined forces with Egypt, Iran, and Syria, sharing technology as well as missile sales. The U.S. State Department says the North has earned nearly $1 billion from such sales over the last decade. Mr. Mitchell of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that makes it the world's foremost missile exporter.
Syria, Libya, you name a nasty regime in the world, and North Korea has provided that technology. So it's actually the missile situation is not simply a purely military concern from North Korea, but also a proliferation concern internationally.
U.S. intelligence sources say the North has set up decoys, moved launch sites, and disguised laboratories to keep the missile program's progress a secret. Much about the program remains unknown, but the fact that it receives high priority automatically makes it a key concern for the United States, Japan, South Korea, and other nations. In 1999, Pyongyang pledged to suspend tests of ballistic missiles until at least 2003, helping reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula and in the region in general. Now the Stalinist state has asserted its right to develop and test a full range of missiles, from short range to intercontinental, another cause of worry for a world already nervous over Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Amy Bickers, VOA News, Tokyo.